Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Thursday morning. Preds are red hot. They've won 5 out of 6, 11 out of their last 14. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Predators assistant coach Todd Richards. Todd, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing pretty well.
Awesome. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, Todd, we just kind of rolled through the numbers there. What stood out to you about the way that your group has been playing? You've had a lot of hockey that you guys have had to play in a short amount of time lately and have come through that stretch 11-3. What have you liked most about the way your team has played?
No, I think it's finding different ways to win hockey games. I think you have to do that. The season's long, and it's a grind. And you're right, we went through a really tough stretch of playing a lot of hockey. You know, combine that with a little bit of travel, you know, it can be a little bit physically draining. But I think we found different ways to win, whether it was, you know, defending, whether it was scoring goals, whether it was special teams, whether it was our goaltenders behind us, because they've played exceptionally well of late and have found ways to kind of win games themselves. So I think it's just finding different ways to win hockey games and get points.
Yeah, so what's the fatigue level right now, Todd, with, I think, 14-25? You get a little bit of an extra break here before a back-to-back, but how do you assess the state of the team in terms of fatigue?
Well, no, I think we're good. I think it's normal. I don't want to make it sound like it's a big alarm or anything like that, but I think it's something normal that happens in the hockey season. You have some tough stretches. Everybody goes through them where you're playing lots of hockey. We have a small window here where we have 2 days off. Where some players can get some, you know, much needed rest. You know, certain guys play some bigger minutes than other guys, so it's good to give those guys a little bit of break. And sometimes it's not so much the physical side of it; it's more of the mental side of it, and giving them a break to relax, you know, enjoy the family, you know, whatever they do where they can unwind a little bit and take a step away from the game and kind of recharge that way.
Todd, I would imagine as a coach, your defense core right now is a good problem to have. You got 7 guys up with you right now that have played a lot of hockey in the league. Spencer Stastny is with Milwaukee at the moment, and he's looked great, in my opinion, so far when he's been up here this year. So what's that challenge been like of trying to ice, I guess, the 6 defensemen on a nightly basis that you feel like are playing the best? And I guess right now, how much of a tough decision is that for your coaching staff?
Well, it's a unfortunately, good problem to have. You know, when you have 7 guys that can play, and you talked about Spencer Stastny, you know, he's 8. Mark Delgazzo, when we had him up earlier in the year, to me, he gave everybody, you know, whether it's management or coaches, gave them the confidence that this guy can play too. So it's nice knowing that we have that depth. So you're talking about 8-9 defensemen that you know can play in this league, give you some minutes, give you, you know, some different qualities that they have. So right now it's just kind of kind of juggling those balls up in the air, and it's figuring out as a coaching staff. You know, the team is always first and foremost. You know, what gives us the best chance to win each night. I will say that the players, you know, from their standpoint, it's not been an easy situation. You know, just like any athlete, they all want to play, they all want to perform. But they've had to, you know, maybe take their turn to sit out, and I think they've handled it very well. You know, where they continue to work, and then they, you know, when it becomes their turn, they step right in, and they've done a good job. So, you know, and that gets into a little finding different ways to win as well. What I talked about, it's guys stepping up at the right time, whether they've been, you know, in the defensive, with the defensive group sitting out, and they've stepped right in, and we haven't missed a beat with that. So that's a really good problem to have.
Feels, Todd, like UC Saros last game stood on his head a little bit. Pretty vintage performance there. Obviously, his numbers have gotten way better recently. He typically starts a little slower during seasons and then gets on a roll. How do you evaluate sort of like his play, but also the play in front of him recently?
Well, you're right about that. Last game, he had to make too many big saves, and you know, you can have those types of games every now and then where our goaltenders steal one. You know, Kevin Lankinen played up in Toronto, and it was basically the same type of performance up there from our goaltender. unfortunately, we just weren't able to score any goals in front of them. But, you know, going back to, I think it was, what, Saturday's game, you know, where Juice played and he played, or sorry, it was what? Today's what?
It was Sunday's game and then Tuesday, yeah.
Tuesday's game, sorry. See, I get thrown off sometimes. I don't know what to say this. That's the way it goes when you're playing lots of
hockey. Right.
But, you know, it was just, we had to rely on him too much. And it was a great performance. And I know the crowd loves that. But from a coaching standpoint, it could turn a couple more hairs on your head a little bit gray. But we know the group in front of us. You're going to have games like that. But I think our young guys have done a pretty good job. Again, this has been a tough grind. Older players have done a great job, too, just kind of leading the way and kind of setting examples. But we can't continue to do that to our goaltenders. So we got to be better in front of them. And it's going to be a really good test when we go to Carolina today, and then we got them tomorrow, and then coming back at home and playing Washington, because we got Washington's played well. They struggled out of the gate, but they've found their game now. And Carolina, a little bit of struggle, but we know what type of team that they can be.
Todd Richards with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. And Todd, you've been around Philip Forsberg for a good while at this point, and he's always been a productive player for you guys. It feels like he's taken it to a different level this year. What have you seen out of Philip Forsberg to this point that's allowed him to be so dominant at times and consistently productive offensively?
I agree with you. I think he uses his size first and foremost. And, you know, Phil's you watch some of the skill stuff he does out on the ice, not only shooting the puck, but the way he can handle the puck. But I think he's at his best when he uses his size first, and then his skill kind of comes secondary because he's used his physical ability. You know, he's got natural size and he's very strong. That when he uses his size and gets position on people, then he can use his skills and his talents to make plays. I think the other thing that has really helped Phil this year too is the guys that he's playing with. You know, Ryan O'Reilly in the middle of the ice is one of the best two-way centermen that you'll see in the game of hockey. You know, very responsible on the defensive side, but can create, and you know, he's tenacious on pucks too. He's got one of the best sticks in the league as far as being able to knock down pucks, steal pucks, keep pucks, those types of things to keep plays alive. And then, you know, getting pucks to Phil where he can do his thing. And then Gus Nyquist on the other side is a very similar player, you know, a complementary player to both of those guys as far as the skill and the work ethic and, you know, just being a good two-way player.
Is there any surprise for you guys in just how well Ryan O'Reilly has just kind of immediately come in here, fit in, and kind of taken over leadership role the way he has?
It's not surprising. You know, he was a captain. He won a Stanley Cup. I remember him as, you know, an opponent, an opposition. And, you know, I've been in this league a long time, and I've seen him play a lot. And I just remember when he was on the other side, just I remember saying to the defenseman, you got to be aware of this guy. He's got a great stick. He'll strip pucks from you. He'll knock pucks out of the air. And, you know, he's a student of the game. He really is. He studies it. You know, what I mean by that is, you know, he goes through the games and plays and how it makes himself better, where he was good, where he was bad. And you know, he's made himself better and better and better. You know, and he works at it every day, too. So he's one of the first guys on the ice consistently working at his game. The other thing he's done as far as that leadership role is he brings players along with him. So the young guys end up doing some of the skill stuff that he does, you know, before practice or after practice. And so he's a little bit like an assistant coach in some ways, as far as just being able to help and guide and teach our young players.
Well, Todd, it's been really fun to watch you guys play lately. Appreciate so much you taking time to be with us this morning, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, my pleasure, guys.
Absolutely. Predators assistant coach Todd Richards, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Row. We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll get into the NFL, get to the MVP race, which is certainly proving to be pretty interesting right now in the National Football League. Also, who is coach of the year, and is it going to be Joe Rexroad's favorite person in the NFL? We'll get into that coming up next as well. Tomorrow, it's your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click. If you correctly guess a player that scores a goal in the Preds game tomorrow night, you'll win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. Participate with us tomorrow morning at 8:45. Pick to Click brought to you by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty. List your home with TJ to get your home seen, heard, and sold. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.